I'm sure this, I've already took it, is used a lot, but I try not to say it.
Uh-huh.
But that is a very well-used expression around here.
Well, I'm just interested in what, you know,
what I would say. Okay.
If someone had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
How much I want?
If he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Sweat.
Oh, is that what the word you...
Yeah, use that word. You said,
look how much I've sweated.
Uh-huh. Or...
I've sweat. I've perspired.
What? Uh-huh. Would you say I sweat or I sweated or?
I've sweat.
Uh-huh. And?
I might use sweated too, but I don't know. It seems like I would use I've sweat.
Or yeah. He worked hard and he?
Sweat a lot.
Okay. A sore that comes to a head is called a?
A sore that comes to a head?
Yeah.
Rising?
Any other name for
boil?
That? Huh?
Boil.
What about the stuff that drains out when it opens?
Pus.
What about from a blister? The stuff that drains out from that.
A blister?
Uh-huh.
It's watery. I wouldn't call it pus. I don't know a term for it.
And say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled.
And my hand's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will.
Swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
Cauterized?
Or some kind of flesh. That
proud flesh?
Uh-huh. What's proud flesh look like?
New flesh. Or flesh that is healed from a burn or something. I'm not real sure.
Say you had a little cut on your finger, brown liquid medicine that stinks.
Brown?
You could put on it.
Iodine? That's red.
Uh-huh.
What?
I can't do things.
No, you can be quiet.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to have to take?
Bitter?
Uh-huh.
That you put on a cut?
No, just a bitter medicine people used to
cod liver oil?
Or bitter, though. It's a white powder.
Oh, I don't know. White powder.
Did you ever hear something people would take for a fever? Real bitter?
I probably have.
Starts with a Q.
Quinine.
Uh-huh.
Quinine.
Did you ever have to take that?
Mm-mm.
What? Did you hear it being used for fever? Or?
Fever? I don't know. Remember exactly what it was used for, but no, it's a medicine. Malaria, fever, like.
Mm-hmm. And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any crude ways of saying that?
Died.
What about a nicer way of saying that?
Passed away.
Mm-hmm. You said he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from, of.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any old-fashioned names?
Can't think of it.
What about what they put the body in?
Casket.
Any other names for that? And the ceremony. It's called a
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And if someone asks you sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, I'm
feeling pretty good.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got
arthritis.
Any other name for that?